It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big one tonight at TD Garden. Celtics, Golden State Warriors. It's a big game, I think, for the league right now anyway, because these are two of the five good teams in the entire NBA at this point. And there's also that little bit of business, which I'm upset that Jaylen Brown's not playing. I know he's got a hip flexor, but that's too bad. I'd like to see him out there as part of the revenge tour. Jaylen Brown, I mean, listen, if you really think about it, and I don't know that this necessarily goes back to Steve Kerr, but if you're talking about a revenge tour, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown per the Olympics, Jaylen Brown's got a much bigger beef here than I think Jason Tatum does. Jason Tatum made the team. Jason Tatum played most of the games. Only the two
Serbia
games.
And then was embarrassed by Steve Kerr.
Where Steve Kerr benched him, and that's true, but he was on the team, and he did play, and he wasn't very good, by the way, when he did play. Jaylen Brown got shut out. And now that may not have been fully Steve Kerr's decision. Probably wasn't. I think he had something to do with it, but I think it was Grant Hill and Nike and everybody else sort of all, not to be into conspiracies here, but I do think there was something to that for sure.
Some believe Tatum had something to do with it.
I don't think Tatum had anything to do with it.
By some, I mean me.
You do. I think Jason Tatum is going to have a good game tonight. You think he's going to have a great game tonight?
I do. I think this is a book it for 30-plus. I think he will have a great shooting night. I think we will not be talking about hitches. We will not be talking about poor shooting from behind the arc. I do think he has some showmanship to him, especially, and this is going to sound like a shot, probably is, showmanship in games that aren't critical, which yeah. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Andy, if you think he shows up for big games, then how come you question him in the playoffs and he has some game seven, like different things you question? Well, I think sometimes he feels the pressure in those, but like, you know, all-star games, matchups with certain players, primetime games, which aren't truly important games, I think he shows up and shows out. And I think this is a show up or show out. And I think this is an opportunity. He failed in the matchup with Curry a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And not that this is a rematch, because
no,
a game in November and a finals, not the same.
And they played each other last year and years before. Right. And the Celtics mostly beat them.
So but yeah, this is an opportunity to continue to elevate your stature, right? And you don't even have your guy JB to get in the way. Like, oh, man. He started hot. He hit his first six shots. Is this going to be a JB game and I'm going to kind of play second fiddle? No. No JB tonight. So it's all you against Steph Curry and the Warriors and your guy Steve Kerr. And I think this is just set up the home crowd. I'm still interested to see how the crowd handles this.
Yeah.
Because we talked a little bit about it. You don't have the Kyrie touches the ball, everybody boos.
Mm-hmm.
He's a coach.
Right.
So do we boo when he stands up, if he sits down, like the opening?
There's going to be chants, I think. There'll just be chants throughout the game directed at him, I would imagine. I'm not saying anything bad. You know, don't be
yeah, do you have any creative ones?
I do not. But I'd say that, in general, that's what you're going to see. And this is probably going to be the most vitriol, maybe other than Grant Williams when you see him at the end of the season, but this is going to be the most vitriol you probably see against any opponent, right? Kyrie, I feel like that's cooled
that's
off kinda, a lot.
Yeah, you've
that's
had
almost,
your time.
That's almost dead, really. Yeah. I mean, the Kyrie thing is basically over. Steve Kerr is public enemy number one to the Celtics right now, I think.
Yeah, you're probably right. And he's not likable, as my buddy Adam Jones said in the midday show, and I completely agree. There's a smarminess to him. There's also
There's some smarm.
Yeah. A political angle as well. And interestingly, we are the day after the election, the first day the NBA's playing after the election. His candidate, his party, did not succeed, right? Kind of got slapped around a little bit. How does he handle that in terms of his comments?
She lost the way teams play the Celtics lose.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't even, the fourth quarter, they're benching all their starters. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's rolling in. Everybody's, yeah, we can
So she was the Knicks.
She was the Knicks.
Because she thought she was going to win. She thought she had been. She was ready for this matchup, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to send a message.
Yeah.
And that message got sent, baby.
It did. It certainly did.
In a different way. I wonder if that, because I do think there's a chance he's going to have some comments about bigger picture items, because he and Popovich love to do that.
If they get blown out by 45 points, he's going to come out after the game and be like, guys, how can we think about basketball at a time like
right.
this?
We're really talking about basketball.
If they win, he'll take credit for it, and he'll say, yeah, right. you know, the Celtics are good, but we know how to beat the Celtics, blah, blah, whatever he's going to say. If they get blown out, I guarantee you there will be a pivot to the real world.
We hear those Tatum comments. Do you like the delivery?
No.
Does it?
It puts me to sleep.
We're both loudmouths.
Yeah.
We make a living talking. We both tend to probably err on the side of being too hyped up and yelling a little too much. That's the
opposite. People have said that about both of us.
Yes. And that's the opposite.
Right.
That's a guy. Okay. We've talked for months about Steve Kerr and the Olympics and the slight and the payback and the motivation.
Yeah, it's a basketball game. Like,
can you play the beginning of that clip against this? Because it's funny. They ask him, like, are you excited to take on the Warriors? And the first thing he talks about is, yeah, you know, I'm friends with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Like, no.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we playing against Steph Curry and somebody that I'm close with, and obviously I'm close with Draymond Green, so.
Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome. So you're all friends. That's great.
The coach didn't play you on an international stage, kind of embarrassed you. Other players were mad for you. JB told Stephen A. he was mad for you that you didn't play.
Right. And I'm not expecting him to be like Draymond Green out there or anything and play with a real edge and get in people's faces and woof and, you know.
Oh, but was that Mamba mentality?
Stuff like that? No, it wasn't anything.
Isn't this an extension of Mamba mentality? Isn't Jason Tatum supposed to be a Kobe acolyte or whatever?
And this is not a perceived slight. This is a real slight.
That feel like Mamba?
Did you feel
the Mamba mentality in that?
I did not. But I don't care.
Somber.
I don't care.
The somber mentality. That's not bad.
Pretty good.
Well done, Steve. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This.
I don't care if I get that in an interview, right? Like, I'd like to. Maybe it'd be a little more interesting if he was like that. But if he plays like that, if he goes out there and plays like Kobe tonight, then that's fine. That's all that matters.
Does he usually, like...
I doubt it.
Even that, I have a feeling... I don't know.
Now you don't think he's going to have a good game?
No, I think he's going to have a good game.
Okay.
But I don't know that there's going to be... Every once in a while, he has the dunk and the flex and the scream, whatever he does. Mm-hmm. Like, but even that is not all that frequent.
No.
Right? Like... He does a little kiss. He yells the most when he's bitching about a foul.
Right.
That's when he's the most vocal on a basketball court. Right? Like, he tends to, I think, believe that just let your play do the speaking, which, in a certain sense, is admirable.
Yeah.
But he's also in the entertainment business, and this is a perfect opportunity to entertain. Your home fans are thirsting for, they're going to be rabid. They're going to be doing their part. They're thirsting for you to throw them a little something, right? Give them something to work with. Give them something to ignite them even higher. And other than playing well, I think he will definitely hit some threes and celebrate them. I don't know that he's going to give them that moment. And it's hard to do. He can't dunk on Kerr. He can't shoot in Kerr's face.
Right. Like,
what can he do to Kerr?
I know. You can't, like, give him chin music or something. Like, you can't give him one up.
Oh, I missed this pass, and I threw it at your head or something. Yeah. Like, you can't
check him into the boards.
Right.
You can't do any of that.
There's no way for him to actually interact with Steve Kerr on a basketball court that wouldn't be, you know, a 15-game suspension, if he attacks
Maybe.
Him.
I mean, he could hit a shot, walk down, you know, point at him, have a little conversation. You can talk. Maybe you see coaches and talk to players sometimes on the court. Ime Udoka and LeBron were going at it that one time, right?
You think that's
going
to happen? This isn't LeBron or Ime Udoka.
I could see Tatum maybe saying something.
I don't really buy it. I think he's going to try to let his 30-something points and a cruise to victory do the talking for him.
Yeah.
That's how I look at
it. I'd imagine. And that's generally how he handles these things. So it wouldn't surprise me really at all. The NBA right now, just real quick before we get to the break here. As I mentioned, there's only five teams in the NBA right now who have more than four wins after seven, eight games. Every other team in the league basically is a 4-3, 3-3, 3-5 or worse, except for five teams. Those teams are the Celtics, the undefeated Cleveland Cavaliers, the undefeated Thunder, the Warriors, and the Phoenix Suns. That's it. That's the whole five. And that's weird to me. We had a whole conversation yesterday about the NFL and how there's all these terrible two-win teams, and that's a third of the league, and most teams are under 500 and everything else. It seems like the NBA, early on here anyway, is starting off that way too. A lot of mediocrity here. Not a lot of teams separating, except for the Celtics, who we consider good. All five of those teams I consider to be pretty good. I didn't think Cleveland would be undefeated after eight. But the rest of them, you know, that's about where I'd expect them to be. Bunch of teams underachieving so far.
Absolutely. And circumstantially, I guess, you know, you can put the Sixers with injuries to Embiid and now suspension to Embiid. I don't know what you want to pony things up to in Milwaukee for why they're a one-win basketball team. And I believe lost six in a row, right? They won their first game, and it's six straight losses since. I don't really have an explanation for that. I'm sure some people would like to take pot shots at Doc Rivers and his coaching ability. Maybe that's some of it.
I think Kamala recorded a video with Doc Rivers.
Really?
That's how we should have known she was going to lose, right? I mean,
I knew it was over when Fat Joe endorsed her the other night.
Fat Joe?
Yes.
Fat Joe's 0 for 2. He was the Yankees and then Kamala.
Cursed.
Yeah,
he's cursed.
Yeah, you don't want the Fat Joe endorsement.
Nope, I knew it. I knew it. I said so on Twitter.
Didn't even think of that. But yeah, the Doc Rivers thing, I mean, that's tough.
Yeah,
bringing him into the inner circle when you're trying to win something, I don't know about that anymore.
Not exactly the Midas touch or the right move to go there. But no, I don't have necessarily an explanation for the mediocrity of football or basketball. Like, you know, they're two different sports, first of all. You know,
Wait a minute. Two different sports.
What?
It was just another two different sports.
Mocking my obvious...
I was a little bit, yes.
Captain Obvious. No, but like, I don't know. Is it generational? Are we seeing, like, I don't think. I think it's too early to make jumps like that. We do that all the time in this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we thought that Chiefs-Rams game was, like, the way football was going to be played? It was 55, 52, 54,
51. Oh, like
2
years ago, 3 years ago?
Oh, my God, the NFL's over. What are they going to do to change the score? Mm-hmm. And, like, now we haven't seen anything like that since.
That game was awesome. Oh, I love that game.
And the NFL probably thought so, too, but not sustainable.
No, not sustainable.
Nobody's going to do that. We get happy, like, the Lions put up 50, but it's beating the hell out of the Titans.
Right.
It's not, you know, some shootout game. They were mocking them when they're scoring 50. But I don't think there's anything more than this is just like, oh, teams are off to a slow start. You know, I have more belief in the NFL, like my theories on young coaches, not enough coaches, not enough quarterbacks, young coaches, young quarterbacks, but... Are teams in the NBA suddenly younger? Well, it's certainly not Philadelphia and Milwaukee.
No, definitely
not. That's not an argument. And there's plenty of young teams that are good. OKC is a building young team.
Yep.
Right? Like, there's teams that are, you know, riding young talent to success.
So. And the league's evolving. I mean, different things are more successful now. Different styles of coaching, different styles of offense, different styles of defense. Like, all of that, I think, is evolving in the league right now.
Is there a three-point – did you do a deeper dive? Is there any three-point shooting trend here that the teams that are good are the ones that are hitting all their threes?
I actually do have some data on that. We'll get to that with some thoughts here on the New England Patriots. The trade deadline has come and gone. The Patriots stood pat, which I know is the most unpopular option on the poll I put up yesterday, a poll you can trust, by the way. And that leads me to think that maybe there's a bit of a disconnect between Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf. I base that off of some things that Mayo said this morning. We'll get to all of that and your phone calls right after Stiz tells you what's trending. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.